as someone who knows what it takes to beat the New England Patriots in a Super Bowl, what is going to be the key in this game for the Seattle Seahawks?
Oh, defensive pressure. You know, they're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback. I think, New England has changed their game up a little bit now. They're more of a, they run the ball a lot better than they did when we played them. But if the Seattle Seahawks are able to take away that run and unleash those edge rushes and those pass rushes that they have, it's going to be a tough day for the New England Patriots.
How much is it going to hurt Seattle that, Brandon Mebane is out, Jordan Hill is injured as well, they lost Clinton McDonald last year too, that they maybe don't have as much of an interior pressure to help out those guys on the edge?
Yeah, it's going to hurt, but I think they brought in Kevin Williams, who's a longtime veteran player in the NFL, and he's been playing very well for them. So I think that's going to kind of negate, some of those things that you talked about with Mebane leaving and Clint McDonald leaving. And also the scheme that the Seattle Seahawks defense is going to come up with. Obviously, they have great defensive coaches, and they're going to put together a plan to kind of slow down that rushing attack for the New England Patriots.
How much do you like Michael Bennett and Cliff Averill?
Those are two of the best players in the game at that position. Averill, Bennett, they're very, very disruptive. They might not have the 15, 20 sack numbers that a lot of premier defensive ends have, but they're always around the quarterback creating havoc. Bennett can play outside, he can play inside. Averill comes off that left end, which is a pretty difficult position to play because you're going up against the grunt offensive lineman, which is the bigger, stronger, tough offensive lineman, and he does a good job of running around those guys on the edge. So those two guys are fantastic football players.
Do you see any similarities between maybe that Giants defense who won two Super Bowls against New England and this Seattle group who, of course, are trying to do the same thing this weekend?
Yeah, no question. I definitely see huge similarities between the two teams. We were both built on defense. We had quarterbacks who didn't really make too many mistakes but could make big plays when the big plays were called upon. Strong running games. I don't think our running game was quite as strong as the Seattle Seahawks running game is, but very similar traits and very physical football teams, both of us, very well coached also. So there's definitely some similarities for sure.
What does it sort of give to a defensive end when you can look behind you and you've got speed at linebacker, you've got Richard Sherman in the secondary, you've got Cam Chancellor who's the enforcer, Earl Thomas who's going to fly around. What does that do for a defensive line?
That's a very unique thing that Seattle has there. And I think that's where they have the advantage on us as a team, secondary-wise. They're kind of built from the back to the front, even though their front is very, very good. But their secondary is even better than their front. Their linebackers are just as good as their front. So that's something that makes them a very unique football team. I think when you talk about the New York Giants, we were very, very front-heavy. Most of our talent laid in our front, and everybody fed off of us. But in this Seattle team, every single level, from the first, second, and third level, they can all play football at a blistering pace. So that's what makes them such a special team.
When you consider the speed, the physicality, what they've proven over the last two seasons, and also I think it's fair to highlight their togetherness as well, which has been a big feature of this season. When you look at this kind of group, does it make you a little envious? Is this the kind of team that you could have really fit into, do you think, in your heyday?
I think so. But I probably could have fit into any team in my heyday. but a team like this is a defensive player's dream. Their coaches are lax. They're very competitive. It seems like they really enjoy themselves. They enjoy playing the game. They have so much fun, and they're so confident in each other. It's really fun to watch guys like that play football.
How much of a factor do you think Gronk's going to be, and how would you go about dealing with him? People have suggested that Cam Chancellor might come up against him. It may be, I guess, that the linebackers are going to chip him a little bit, that we'll see him lined up outside against the corners as well. How do you deal with Gronk, and is he going to be the big factor, do you think?
He's not going to be the big factor. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks, the way they're built and the things that I've seen them do over the last couple of years, I don't think they're going to allow him to be a big factor. They're going to take him away and force other players to beat them. They're going to make Tom Brady and maybe the Edelman and Brandon LaFell, LeGarrette Blount. Those are the guys who they're going to make beat them. They're not going to allow Rob Gronkowski to do it. So look for Seattle to come up with a scheme to kind of keep him in check. And if Gronkowski is going to make some plays, he's going to have to make some outstanding plays. It's not going to be him running down the middle of the field wide open. He's going to have to make, the big plays that we've seen him make from time to time.
What is it like trying to tackle Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, that's something else. I remember one game we played him, and I hit him in the back for like a 3-yard loss, and then he just drugged me for about another 5 yards. And then my teammates came to help me, and they jumped on him, and he drug all of us for another 5 or 6 yards. So he keeps his legs moving. Very physical football player. I've never really encountered a football player like that as far as at the running back position.
I mean, he just doesn't stop it. There was a game against Atlanta, I think you may well have played in that last season, when I think it was a little pitch to the outside, and it looks like he's going to be brought down, and he sort of forces the corner back an extra 5 yards to get the first down. I mean, he is so difficult to stop, isn't he, one-on-one?
Really difficult, man. He must be in the weight room doing nothing but squats, just squats all day, because his legs are very powerful and he keeps them moving.
In terms of the two quarterbacks, you face Brady a lot. I think there's going to be a fair bit of attention to, you know, how he may or may not challenge Richard Sherman. Everybody remembers the mad bro thing that from a couple of years ago. You know, you've come up against Brady. You know, is he much of a trash talker? Is he going to be saying stuff to the defensive lineman? You know, what is he like to deal with?
Well, when we played against him, he was on his back most of the game, so there really wasn't a lot of talking that he was doing. But, you know, from what I understand, he does do some talking, but I've never quite experienced him, you know, doing any talking at all. He just seems to just be back there and trying to command his offense.
And if we're going to talk about people who are difficult to stop, I'm guessing as an edge rusher, Russell Wilson just provides a different challenge, because you've got the read option in there. You know, you think that you've got him in your sights and he can scramble away. You know, and if he breaks contain, then he can break off big runs. How difficult is he to deal with?
Very, very difficult. And he does such a good job of faking that dive before he takes off. And he really puts the defensive end in a quandary, because if you do take the dive, he has the speed to really outrun you to the outside. And if you don't, then he's going to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch. So everybody has to play really gap sound football. And it's just a very, very difficult play to stop. But as far as Russell Wilson is concerned, you know, a lot of people like to pay attention to him, you know, running around and, you know, making plays with his feet. But he's such a brilliant guy back there with his mind, and the things that he's able to do with that football are just outstanding.
Just to sort of ask you about the read option, how difficult is it to prepare for? Maybe it's very easy, you tell me, but I look at New England, and in the last couple of years, the only real sort of read option quarterback they faced was Cam Newton last season. Obviously, they lost that game against Carolina in controversial fashion. They've met Colin Kaepernick a few years ago as well. But if you've not seen it an awful lot, and some teams have and some teams haven't, how difficult is it to prepare for a game like this when it is going to be a feature?
Yeah, really difficult to prepare for. You can't simulate that even in practice, because, you know, the speed at which Seattle operates it, or, you know, when San Francisco is running really well, or Carolina, the speed at which they operated that, you're not going to be able to simulate that in practice. So it's difficult to stop. I don't know how, you know, New England is going to come up with something to defend that, but, you know, I do have confidence in Bill Belichick, and I do know he's an outstanding football coach. And you give him 2 weeks to prepare for something like that, he will have an answer for it.
With this whole eligible receiver thing that New England have done in the last two playoff games, how difficult, when you see stuff like that going on, as a defensive guy, you know, what goes through your head in that type of situation?
All you got to do is laugh. I mean, those are the rules. He's not breaking the rules. Those rules are in the NFL rule book, and he's using them to his advantage. So, you know, I think what he's doing is he's forcing people to actually look through every single thing that you have to do, and you have to sit over there and go through all the formations and all the things that you possibly can do. And what that does is it takes away from actual preparation and preparation time for the things that they do a whole bunch of times. So, you know, while you're sitting over here preparing for, you know, a four offensive line set, or, you know, a running back being lined up as a wide receiver here or there, what you're doing is you're taking away reps from the 75% of the plays that they actually do play. So when they do run those plays, you're less prepared for them. And I think that's all that he's doing.
People are referring to this almost as a legacy game, because if Brady and Belichick win another one, you know, they're going to go down as possibly the greatest quarterback and coach combo in the history of the game. If Seattle win back-to-back, you know, people will say that they're on the brink of a dynasty, and that their defense is going to be rated right up there as well. Is that a nice dynamic, perhaps, for this Super Bowl?
Yeah, there's no question about it. The numbers are there. The stats are the stats. And, you know, you can't deny what Seattle has done over these last 2 years. If they win another Super Bowl with that defense playing the way they played, then, I mean, you have to say that they're one of the best defenses ever. And then you look at the way that Seattle team is built. You know, they have a bunch of young players. They've locked them all up for a long period of time. Russell Wilson, they're about to lock him up. So they're built for the long haul. So if they're able to win two Super Bowls back-to-back, you could see them winning another two or three in the next couple of years because of the way they're built. And then when you talk about the New England Patriots and you see the things that they've done over these past 15 years, this is, what, their sixth Super Bowl appearance? I mean, come on, that's unheard of. It's ridiculous when you think about it, because I know how difficult it is just to get the one Super Bowl, and it seems like they're there almost every other year. So if they are able to win the Super Bowl, this would be their fourth Super Bowl title, and there's no arguing that they're the best quarterback-coach combo in the history of the game.
Who do you think is going to win this game?
I'm picking New England. You know, I'm never one to pick against a great defensive team like the Seattle Seahawks. And any other year, I would have picked the Seattle Seahawks. But for some particular reason, I just have this sneaking suspicion that New England is going to pull this one off this year. I think that the players might be tired of all the talk about them not winning the last two Super Bowls that they played. And then, you know, all the controversy that they've had to endure these past 2 weeks, and people calling them cheaters and, you know, saying this and that about them. I think they might be a little bit tired of that. These are grown men who have pride, and I think they're going to show up, and they're going to try and show the whole world that, you know, whether the balls are 12.5 PSI or 13.5 PSI, that they're a great football team, and they're going to show up this week. I think, you know, with the way he coaches and the way those players have played this entire season, they really just had an outstanding season. And for them, people to be talking about, you know, whether the guy removes some air from the football, I think it's really going to have a big impact in this game, because they're going to go out there and they're going to perform at a very high level for their coach.